I've done a lot of drugs in my life, and I've never felt anything like I did last night.
The little girl's gone. Any questions for me?
My kids are okay.
This is 34-year-old Music Adami. Just hours prior to this footage, Music and her boyfriend, Matthew Bynum, woke up to police inside their trash-filled trailer home. They were unable to move and could barely speak.
What's going on?
I can't sit upright. I'm just really stiff.
What makes this even more terrifying was that lying under the couple was their daughter, Zakeline. Officers would rush to get to the bottom of what had happened, but Music and Matthew are seemingly just as clueless. But as the investigation continued, horrifying clues would point the couple out to be neglectful killers of their own daughter. All the while, they had no idea she had even died. On March 10th, 2024, Thaddeus Hawkins would wake up to a terrifying scene. He was staying on the property of Music and Matthews, living in his own truck. However, Matthew would scramble to get up after hearing screaming coming from inside the family's trailer home just feet away. He would bust open the door to find the couple and their two children stiff and unable to move. As he looked closer, he noticed their daughter extremely pale and without a pulse. As he went to call 911, Music told him everything was fine and that help wasn't needed. But Thaddeus could tell Music was clearly delusional in her current state and decided to take matters into his own hands, calling 911.
Grant County 911, what is the address of your emergency?
97 Quail Run.
Okay, tell me exactly what happened.
I have no idea. I'm staying with some friends right now, and they are completely... You have a little girl who's not responsive at all to the adult. The parents are somewhat responsive, but not. They're in and out of... And then they have a 7-year-old boy who is mostly responsive. I was able to get him on a chair, but I don't know what's going on.
Okay.
I really don't.
And are you staying in the same house?
No. I'm just on the property.
Okay. What is your name?
My name is Thaddeus Hawkins. I woke up and I heard someone yelling, "Ow, help!" And so I went in and I was trying to help him.
Okay. And what room is he in?
It's kind of like a one living room, living area type of thing right now. But he's in the same area as them. They're all in the same like tiny home area.
Okay. Give me a second while I get them started on their way. Okay.
This tragedy would take place in a deserted area far from any civilization, so even though Deputy Orozco rushed to the scene, it would unfortunately be far too late.
What's going on?
Some of the people in the room right here that aren't responding.
They're not responding? So
there's two, one that's not responding.
Who's here? Sheriff's office!
Yeah.
What's going on?
Not much. Sorry, I'm really, really stiff this morning. I can't sit upright.
Are you guys on anything?
No.
No? What?
No, I'm just really stiff.
When Orozco first entered the home, he would notice a foul odor coming from it due to the trash and unhygienic nature of the home. Additionally, he noticed a metal container over a tub with ashes, something seemingly irrelevant now, but something that would help solve the case later on.
What's wrong with them?
He's tired, I think.
Is he awake?
He was awake. He moved from here over to there. He is awake.
Who's not responsive?
Not responsive.
The girl in the middle.
The girl, she's responsive.
Let me see.
Yeah.
You guys need to move.
Yes.
Move.
Oh.
You guys need to get up now.
Yeah.
Get up.
We're getting up.
Get up.
You're getting up. I'm getting up.
Let's go. Hurry up. Get
I'm
up.
Going. I'm going.
You guys need to get out.
Yes, sir.
Stand up.
I can't.
Yes, you can. Stand up. Get up. Hurry up.
Hey, sir.
You need to get up.
Got it.
good at 10-7.
Where?
Right here.
Oh, kid?
Move, get up, yes.
Get up, now! Get up! Get out, I don't care, stand up!
I'm going.
How long, Hondo? Check his vitals. Did y'all smoke dope?
Huh?
No.
What is it?
No, it's not. No, we just fell asleep really hard. We're really sick.
Hey, 755 for me.
What's going on? Was it fell?
To unit calling, you're very 10-1.
Get out,
get out.
I'm not calling.
Stand up. Come on.
Hey,
hands, man. Give me your hands.
Where is this going?
Stand up!
Now! Okay.
I'm not gonna tell you again! Stand up!
I'm standing up, I'm trying to.
Give me the other arm.
Yeah. Ow!
While Music and Matthew are being placed in handcuffs, Deputy Orozco would perform CPR on the daughter, Zacheline. Unfortunately, it would be too late, and she would pass away that night. Fortunately, their son would be rescued from the home with only minor injuries and would be transported to the hospital. But one crucial question remained. What had caused Music and Matthew to be so incoherent that they had no idea their daughter was deceased just inches away from them?
Extremely confused. So no offense, what about... Just be honest with me because I need to be able to treat your kid.
When you get up, okay?
Yeah.
Stand up. Sit down. Sit up, come on.
Yeah. All right, thank you.
What did you take?
I don't remember taking anything.
How long have you been out?
Last night was the last time that you were okay.
Last time I was okay, we were laying in the bed there, had to split all the oak.
Okay, what the hell did you take, bro? What did you take?
I didn't take anything.
What do you guys have, then?
I don't have anything.
You want to take them to the unit?
We'll get that one sheet, one EMS check, some vitals.
We'll take them. Let's take one at a time. I don't know if he can walk.
He needs to get seen first.
Okay, so we don't know what they took. They're both confused. They don't want to say anything. We have 1-10-7, 5-year-old.
Yeah.
Another one, bad condition. He was unconscious, I believe, when they got here. And she was also in bad condition when they got here. But our detectives are on their way right now, so we're just securing everything. She good? Let's go. Stand up. What's your name?
Music.
Huh?
Music.
All right, stand up, Music, and place your hands behind your back, okay?
Okay.
All
right. I don't really stand very well.
Let's go, hurry up.
I don't know what it is. I'm trying.
Turn around. Give him your other hand.
Sorry.
Come on.
I'm trying. I'm really trying.
The scene is extremely strange, to the point where the officers have never seen anything like it. Music claims she hasn't taken any drugs since yesterday, yet neither of them are even able to walk or collect their thoughts. Something odd is going on, and detectives at the scene need to get to the bottom of it.
You awake?
Yeah.
Are you good?
I don't know.
What do you mean you don't know?
I'm not sure.
Give me a second.
Yeah.
He's not feeling too good. I don't know if you guys want to check him out again.
Who?
He's leaning to the side and he says he's not feeling too good.
Hello. What's going on?
Nothing.
You said you don't feel good?
Yeah. Lightheaded.
Lightheaded?
Yeah.
Okay. Okay, can you tell me what your name is? Do you mind if we just check your vitals one more time?
No.
I took a needle off of her. It's right there. It's all burnt up. There's still ash marks on her sweater. The door was already open. Mm-hmm. I seen the parents laying down. And I seen the son. He didn't look responsive. I didn't see him until I asked him. I said, what's going on? I look left. He's just sitting on the chair, all lethargic. I was like, what's wrong with him? And I saw him moving and breathing. So I was like, okay. So I went to go check on him. I was like, who's not responsive? And then she goes, the mom goes, I don't think she is. And I looked and they're on top of her. I didn't even see him. Like his, half of his left body was on her left side. Half of her right body was on her other side. So she moved and I looked at the kid and I looked at her and it was just, she was already gone.
While Music was being transported to the hospital, she revealed that her and Matthew had smoked methamphetamine the day before, and that this was a regular occurrence. Even more disturbing was that the day before was Zachy Lyne's birthday. A birthday spent surrounded by filth as she watched her parents drown themselves in drugs. Despite the sickening nature of this, the methamphetamine alone does not explain Music and Matthew's inability to walk or perform basic human functions. While a very strong drug, methamphetamines do not have this type of effect on users, meaning the drugs she had taken were likely laced with something. With this in mind, police turned to the one seemingly only sober person at the residence, Thaddeus, the man who originally called 911.
What's going on?
Yeah.
Why am I being arrested?
You're not being arrested, you're being detained. Turn
why?
Around. Because you're up here and there's a kid, that's why.
Kid?
What? Yeah.
I wasn't even in the house since
I don't care.
Called. I didn't know she was... I really didn't. That's why I called. I didn't know what...
Look, wait until they redo your rights, then you can start talking.
Thank you.
Thaddeus would be taken to the Grant County Sheriff's Office, where a few hours from now, he would undergo an intense interview with detectives. But officers back at the scene still needed to figure out what was going on, so they would engage Music to get her side of the story and determine what could have caused this tragedy to happen in the first place. And Music would reveal far more than they could have asked for. But before we get to that, I want to tell you about the best earbuds I've ever used. If you're like me, then you love listening to true crime podcasts. Maybe at work, at a cafe, or on the train. I do it while I'm on the bus to work, but there's one problem with that. The noise. There's babies crying, people shouting, and normal earbuds just don't work no matter how much I turn them up. That's when I did some research and discovered the Raycon Everyday Earbuds. Their noise cancellation is better than any earbuds I've ever tried. They have a play time of 8 hours of straight listening, and if you run out of juice, you can recharge an hour and a half of listening in only 10 minutes. It even works with wireless charging. They also have protective covers allowing you to customize their look just how you want it. And the best part, they're very affordable. So head over to buyraycon.com/Dr. Insanity to get 15% off site-wide. That's right, you'll get 15% off everything on Raycon's website when you go to buyraycon.com/Dr. Insanity. With that said, let's get back to the case. Officers are just about to interview Music about what went down just hours earlier. At this point in time, Music claims she had no idea her daughter is dead.
No diabetes, seizures, strokes.
I have had seizures before because I got a minor nasocranial fracture on a bicycle, but it was like 10 years ago.
What's your name?
Music.
Can you spell that?
M-U-S-I-C. My parents are long-haired freaky people. They really named me Music. I have an ID.
Do you have heart problems?
Not that I know of, but I have been having a lot of episodes where my both arms will be super numb when I wake up in the morning. But nothing like last night. Last night, I couldn't sit up because it was excruciating. And my kids were all floppy. Like, we all were all floppy. I can't explain it. I don't have any idea. I don't know how my kids would have gotten it. We were at their birthday party all day. Like, we did not have on us at the birthday party.
This is a lie. Notice how Music stumbles on her sentence after she realizes she shouldn't admit to taking any drugs at the birthday party. It's unclear why she felt the need to lie here, considering just minutes ago, she admitted to taking methamphetamine at the party. Regardless, she would be transported to the hospital, where her confusion would only continue to grow.
She couldn't sit up. I have no idea. Like, I've done a lot of drugs, and nothing has ever been like that. I don't know what it was, but I do want a toxicology to know if something is going on. Everybody that was at the party, I trusted.
Are you going to be her nurse?
Okay.
So just real quick, I don't know if you're aware of her situation, what's going on. So if she brings anything up, she hasn't questioned anything yet, so let's just ignore it. So she doesn't know anything at all. She doesn't know that her kids are yet. So let's just, if she does say anything, just ignore it.
My kids have been feeling weird. All we had to eat in bed this night was some chocolate cakes that we got for my daughter for her birthday. I do smoke weed. And the last time I ingested any is at approximately 12:30.
Okay.
Before we head out to the park for her birthday party. And it's probably going to ask if I can talk to him. I just want to see you.
I can't let you leave, Jim. I can't let you leave this room.
It seems like Music is a loving and caring mother, and this whole thing was a tragic accident. However, do not let her manipulation fool you. Just listen to what her son had to say when speaking with medics.
How's he doing?
He's good.
He is?
Said he hasn't eaten since Friday. So.
For reference, the current day is Sunday, meaning her son hasn't eaten food in over 48 hours, even while celebrating his sister's birthday. It's clear Music isn't telling the whole truth, something that would remain a constant theme throughout this entire investigation.
Kind of got a little bit of a mess right now.
Yeah.
So we're working through it a little bit at a time. The reason I'm here, I wonder if I could take some pictures of you.
Yes, that's fine.
Thank you so much.
Are you the detective?
I am.
Are you the one that will also be getting a toxicology report? Because I need one. I know I've done a lot of drugs in my life, and I've never felt anything like I did last night. It was completely bizarre. Well, and all that we had was the chocolate cake that we bought at Albertson's just before bed. We need to slice one more slice of chocolate cake.
Okay, and what was it that you felt last night?
Last night, I just felt like I couldn't hold myself up. Like, I kept falling into the wall. My kids kept falling into the wall.
You're weak, you were dizzy.
Well, how so? Above.
Right. You have any questions for me?
Are my kids okay?
Your kids are okay right now.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay.
Yeah, one of your kids is here right now, but I'll talk to you about this more here in a little bit, okay?
The officer at this point is fully aware of Zachy Line's death, but for the sake of keeping the investigation as controlled as possible, he decides to refrain from telling Music that her daughter passed away. Fortunately, just across the hall, nurses work to rescue Music's older child. He's not doing well, but thankfully, he's alive.
You could have won. But we are his leg. So we're going to do a like x-ray, and then they need to draw on his chest.
You want another blanket?
Any findings so far?
Okay, let me get you another blanket.
This claim from the nurse adds even more complexity to the entire case. She said the boy wasn't able to put pressure on his legs, just like his parents earlier in the day. This adds the variable that perhaps something else caused the family to become sick and handicapped, something that had nothing to do with the drugs they had taken. Hours would pass as Music recovered in the hospital and nurses helped her son. She would then be transported to the sheriff's office along with Matthew. It's at this point that officers decided it was best to, at last, break the devastating news to the couple that their daughter had died.
When we have a death occur, we treat every death as if it's a homicide until we can prove otherwise, whether it's someone, old person dying in their bed or what have you. So just for those reasons, we're going to take some pictures, okay?
Who died?
What's that?
Who died?
The little girl's gone. Okay. So we're going to have you stand up. Officer Carrasco is going to remove your handcuffs. We're going to take some pictures, okay?
Stand up, sir. Give him a minute.
Well, you guys were waking me up. She was talking.
So, Mr. Bynum, here in a while, we're going to have a conversation about that, okay? But I know you're going to need a little time.
Wait for representation.
Okay, you're going to want a lawyer?
Yeah.
Okay, cool. Well, then let's take some pictures and then we can get you back to the cell for now, okay?
They would allow Matthew to break the news to Music in a private area without cameras. However, as it would turn out, Matthew was too afraid to break the news and saved it for a detective later on.
You guys are free to go. You guys are free to go. You just can't go back to the house.
Go back to the house right now.
Yeah.
So.
You
Well, he doesn't know. That's what I'm telling him.
I don't know.
Okay, yeah, so they're... Yeah, you can't go back to the house. You guys are free to go. You guys' phones, she
understands. We only have one phone.
The phone?
Yeah.
You guys come back tomorrow and get with the detectives in the morning.
The couple would roam free following this news, but without a home, they would live out on the streets for the night. Detectives, on the other hand, had a crucial question to answer. What could have possibly caused all of this to happen? As of now, nothing makes sense. A child was dead, and an answer had to be found. Fortunately, detectives had a plan to find the answers they were looking for. Remember Thaddeus, the guy on the scene who called 911? Thaddeus was the only person with the family the night prior, and seemingly the only coherent one out of the group. If anyone could explain what had happened, it would be him. With this, he would be brought to the station directly after Music and Matthew left, where officers would conduct their first formal interview of the case.
Sorry about that. Alright, so I'm going to read this to you. Just it's an advice of your rights, just because I take your investigative detention, okay?
Yeah.
Considering the matter at hand.
Yeah.
The detective would go on to read Thaddeus his rights. It's important to know that detectives do consider Thaddeus a potential suspect. The goal of this interview is not only to determine whether or not Music and Matthew are guilty, but if Thaddeus could have played a role in Zaggy Line's death.
I saw that you were the 911 caller.
Yes,
but before we get into that, let's start in the morning. So how did the morning start?
Well, I don't know if you saw the red van there or not, mm-hmm. with the dogs in it barking. That's where I'm trying to convert that into a little trailer. That's where I was sleeping. I woke up and I thought I heard the kids playing around outside, and then I realized that someone was yelling out from inside the tiny home, and I didn't know why. So I got out of the van and I went and I checked. There was music. Matt was kind of laying near music, like almost on top of Zaki, little girl. So that's what I decided to call 911.
So let's just kind of backtrack it a little bit. So you heard music yelling. So you hear that. You walk to
the door.
You go to the door and you open the door and you see Matt, Zach, you said?
Zaki.
And music laying on what?
Well, that was on the bed. Zaki was kind of half on, half off, and music was not on the bed at all.
So far, Thaddeus's recollection of events is accurate to what officers observed when they got onto the scene. He would go on to say that Music and Matthew don't consume or smoke any kind of drug other than marijuana. We know this is a lie, as Music herself admitted to taking methamphetamine the day prior, meaning Thaddeus's statements need to be taken with a grain of salt. However, none of this would matter, as the detective would ask a single question that, quite literally, would change the trajectory of the entire case.
How did they get the house?
It's a propane heater on the wall, yes. But last night, a few nights ago, the propane ran out, and they had taken it off to go get propane, but never got it to the propane tip.
Did they ever start fires in the house?
No. No, they don't start fires in the house. They go and you saw the coals in the bathtub.
Huh? Yeah.
So that was where they went and they burned wood and brought it in once it was cold and no smoke left.
Yeah, because that's what I thought. I saw that and I was like, well, maybe we could be looking at carbon monoxide here too.
It was. I don't think it would have been because last night they might have used wood to the coals to heat it, but it's probably not likely.
Despite what Thaddeus claims, this theory makes a lot of sense. If the family used coal to keep the house warm, the fumes could be potentially deadly. Burning coal releases carbon monoxide, a colorless, odorless gas that can cause poisoning. Inhalation of carbon monoxide prevents oxygen from binding to hemoglobin in the blood, leading to oxygen deprivation in tissues and organs. This can cause headache, dizziness, nausea, confusion, and in severe cases, loss of consciousness and death. The exact symptoms of everyone inside the home. If the trailer was fully sealed, meaning no windows or doors were open, then this could certainly have been what killed Zaculine. This is something officers would investigate later on in the night, but for now, this is just a theory, and the detective still needs to try and determine whether or not Thaddeus is lying about Matthew and Music's drug use, or if something even more sinister had taken place. To do this, he decides to relay the significance of this case to Thaddeus by letting him know that Zaculine had passed away.
Zacky,
did not know that.
Zacky's gone. That's why all of this is happening.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay, because we need to figure out how in the heck this even came to be.
Yeah.
Okay. So, I know last time you talked a lot about doing the right thing and, and this and that.
Yeah, yeah.
I mean, that situation that you're in, definitely a good time to do that, right?
Right.
I can't even think of a situation where it would be more important to know what's going on than right now. I'm not the kind of cop that likes to get people caught up. That's not why I do this. That's not why I'm here. Right now, seeing her covered up. Seeing her afterwards. I'm alive. Like it knocked me down. I cried for a good long while.
I saw you walking away from the ambulance crying.
Yeah.
I didn't know why.
Yeah, it got a lot worse after that. Right now my job is to do right by Zaki and by the best I can by understanding what's going on. I mean, and like I said, sometimes things happen. Sometimes people kill other people on purpose.
Yeah.
Sometimes it's accidental or things go too far. There's a million reasons why something could happen, why something could come to be, right? And sometimes there's little details of things that happen that end up meaning a lot down the road. You could be like, well, I noticed this, or I did see that, or I overheard whatever, or I had this feeling, or something that smelled right enough, something, right? Yeah. So sometimes those things can lead to having a greater understanding. So is there anything of that nature regarding anyone that was there at any time that could have led potentially to that?
I only ever heard Music and Matt argue, but it was usually when Matt was super tired and stayed up all night gathering wood and stuff. And then the truck would break down or something would go wrong and he'd get hurt. And Music was, it's common for that to happen, but it was never around the kid. They never did anything around the kid and they loved him so much.
Is there anything that stands out to you about what happened that could explain what's going on here?
What stood out was that kid's face, how pale it was, or that's what I called.
It seems clear that Thaddeus genuinely doesn't think Music and Matthew had any intentions to hurt their daughter, and if they had taken drugs that night, he wasn't aware of it. The mystery of what happened is still as confusing as ever, and the only possible cause officers could think of was the burning coal. So with this in mind, they would report back to the trailer later that night to investigate this possibility.
Reporting for us?
Yep.
So, I'm sure they went over this several times with you, but boy was somewhere in this region. Dad was laying here, decedent here, and the mom off to the side. And then when Thaddeus came in, he saw them here. She was super pale. For some reason, moved him to this chair and then came back. And then that's when he started calling 911. Girl could have gotten sick. I mean, living like this, you know? Gets a little bit of a cold or something, and there you go. She had any kind of immunocompromise.
So they said that she got sick and threw up?
The mom was like, I've done a lot of drugs in my life. She goes, I occasionally do meth
and weed, but I don't hear nothing like that, and I've never felt like I did last night ever in my life.
It seemed like the case was quite clear at this point. The carbon monoxide poisoning was too much for Zachy Lyne's body to handle, and she passed. All they had to do was find a way to factually prove that there were high levels of carbon monoxide in the trailer, and their case would be closed. A post-mortem toxicology analysis would be conducted on Zachy Lyne specifically designed to identify carboxyhemoglobin saturation. Normal carboxyhemoglobin levels are generally up to 3.5% in non-smokers and up to 8% in smokers. When Zachy Lyne's result came back, it showed a 70% saturation. It was far too much to survive. The coal fumes had killed her. The next day, detectives would bring back both Music and Matthew to the station. Matthew insisted on only speaking if he had an attorney present, but Music agreed to sit down for a conversation. The detective wants to determine a few specific things during this interrogation. Did Music or Matthew know that heating their home with the hot coal ash was extremely dangerous, yet continue to do it? And ultimately, were they aware that their daughter had passed and tried to go without calling 911?
Okay, so like I said, you can vote with anytime you want, alright? Like the deputy told you, I'm Detective Orozco, you can just call me Randy, that's fine. So my job is to figure out what happened, and you are someone that can give me information that I obviously wasn't there for.
Yeah.
So I'm playing a little bit of catch up.
I do smoke weed, but I had not imbibed any speed.
Okay, so just to be clear with speed. Thank you. I appreciate that.
I do not use them regularly. It was just kind of like I wasn't feeling good. It doesn't matter. That's all just excuses. But anyways, I had not used any past like noon 30 at the very latest.
Okay.
And there was nothing, there was nothing that she could get in the room. The room is extremely messy, and that is true, and we're working on it. We don't have a vehicle right now to even take it to the dump, so it's really, really
hard.
It is hard.
Crazy hard.
And we had a friend that was letting us use their truck to do dump runs and stuff.
Okay, I'm sorry.
To do dump runs and stuff.
Okay.
And, I've done, not recently, but, like, recently, I've just done... And I've done a lot of drugs throughout my life, though. My name is Music. My parents named me Music, you know? That's the life I grew up in. But I've never felt like I did last night. It was unreal. Like, I couldn't hold myself up. My daughter, my son couldn't hold themselves up. I had no idea what was going on. I just wanted us to get some sleep, and I thought that would help. And I don't know. I don't know what it was.
It seems odd that all Music feels the need to explain is her chronic drug use, and that she doesn't think it had anything to do with their sickness. The detective would later state that he thought Music had known their daughter was dead even prior to the officers arriving at their house, which is why she felt the need to immediately cover her tracks.
That was not like anything I've ever experienced.
Me too. That's extremely weird, right?
Yes.
Just like that. Stuff like that doesn't really happen.
I don't have any idea what happened, but I want to know what was in my system, and I want to know how it got to my kid's system, because they did not get in. I'm telling you. And an investigation will have to be done, and that is fine with me. But I know that I do not do this anymore. I know that. And so if that's in my system, and if that's in my little girl's system, somebody put it there. Sorry, excuse my language, but
you
I
can
do not
speak however you want. You're going through some right now. Straight up.
No, I want to speak eloquently because I don't want to
be misconstrued.
I don't want to be misconstrued. I know that a lot of people come through here lying about what they do, and I am not here to lie about what I do. I'm here to figure out what happened to my children, because I... But I just want to know that, okay. I want the opportunity to become the best for them. I don't know what happened. I don't think it was the cake or anything. I don't know what it was.
What about the heater for the house?
The heater? We don't have the propane system. We're out of propane.
And the coal? Like, if we had the coal or whatever you were burning in there?
Yeah, it was coal. They were coal. But we burn them all the way to coal so they don't smoke the place out, and then we vent the window. Normally, we have a propane heater. And when we have the propane hooked up to the heater that's up against the wall, we still leave it vented because the kids were, a while back, like when we first moved in, this is over a year ago, my son was waking up, throwing up, and we discovered it's because we had all the windows shut with the propane heater on, so it wasn't ventilating properly, so we started leaving the windows just cracked, and that was enough, and all the throwing up stopped.
Likely due to hallucinations and delusions caused by amphetamine, they forgot to open their windows, neglectfully sealing their daughter's fate.
Yeah, that was my initial thought with everyone in the house. Like, you guys, from what we were told at the time, like, people just aren't feeling good, and having that type of heater inside the house or even burning the coals inside, you get a little carbon monoxide. A certain percent, I'm not a doctor, some percent you're going to start feeling sick and whatnot, and after that things get a little bit more serious.
Yeah.
Right, progressively more serious until that's solved.
There should have been at least two windows in the house. Okay.
It was very important that the detective didn't reveal that they already knew Zachy Lyne's death was due to carbon monoxide poisoning, as it would have allowed Music to start making new stories and trying to clear her name, as she had done at the start of the interrogation. Since he left Zachy Lyne's cause of death hidden from Music, she was more than happy to give up all of that information.
Die? Right? Is that your son's name?
Mm-hmm.
Die? I checked on him at the hospital when I saw you. So from what they're thinking at that time, things could have changed. He looks like he has a touch of pneumonia.
Okay.
But I mean, otherwise he seemed pretty okay. They're treating them. They're going to do what doctors do.
Yeah.
Right. And check him for all sorts of stuff. Zachy, she didn't survive. But we are going to look into it as deeply as we possibly can to try to get a better answer for what happened.
The detective would write down his thoughts during this very moment, saying Miss Adami was told about her daughter's passing. She appeared to attempt to be shocked and also cried, but no tears came out. She would stop and stare for brief moments at a time, which could have been initial shock or theatrics. Her emotional response did not appear to be genuine. The detective had gotten everything he needed. For the rest of the interrogation, Music would recount how she couldn't move when she woke up and everything that had happened the previous day. They would roam free for over 2 months following the death, but would finally be arrested after a case was built up, showing the two's extensive past of child neglect, including poor living conditions, and a lack of supervision. Matthew would be charged with intentional abuse of a child, resulting in death and abandonment of a child. Music was charged with intentional abuse of a child, resulting in death and child abuse in the first offense. As of December 2024, their trial is still ongoing. If found guilty, the two will likely be facing life in prison.